读
呢就是我们的李师奶跟我们分享神的恩典。
To share and then our brother Phuc Ong will translate afterwards.
他上来跟我们讲见证我呢完了之后呢或者简简单单就讲下他所讲的翻译他所讲的什么。
以神祝福各位在座的母亲，一个快乐的母亲节。在今日，我特别都是想念起我自己的母亲，感谢神，我一个好的母亲，我一个基督徒的母亲。当我在年幼的时候，她就将我送入一间基督教的女子中学里面读书，因此从小我就有机会学习圣经，同埋学习祈祷。学习依靠神，更在那个时候我就接纳主耶稣基督做了我个人的救主。直到今日，神的恩典时时跟随着我，神带领我来到这个教会里面，我得着好的牧者看顾和属灵的滋养，同埋在主日学先生的教导之下，使到我对圣经的认识比从前更多和更清楚。记得圣经里面时都有讲及记载妇女，我觉得神实在是很爱我们妇女，他拣选我们妇女，重用我们妇女，他将做母亲宝贵的责任交在我们妇女的身上。我是一个4岁的母亲，感谢神，我有4个很乖的小孩子。当他们年幼的时候，我都是尽我带领的责任将他们带到教会里面来，他们在教会里面长大，在教会里面学习圣经，在教会里面得到造就，他们的灵性是很有长进，他们很欢喜读经祈祷，好欢喜参加教会各种的活动，同埋佢哋同教会里面嘅朋友有好嘅团契。喺学业方面，佢哋都系努力佢哋嘅功课，成绩系良好。因为有神嘅话语喺佢哋嘅心中嘅缘故，所以我啲细蚊仔都好听管教。喺家庭里面，我们都很快乐，同埋有一个很温暖的家庭，神实在恩待了我们。有一件是比较遗憾的，就是我先生未曾认识主，请大家为他祈祷。在2年前的时候，本来我要接受一次的手术，当时我得到这个消息的时候呢，我精神好受打击，同埋心里面觉得好彷徨。于是我就立即好迫切咁嚟到神嘅面前，向神祈求，求神可怜我，帮助我同埋医治我，为我开路。一方面我又去同医生请求，我可唔可以将我施手术嘅时候延迟呢？咁又同呢个医生有很详细的讨论，咁医生好愿意同我合作，佢觉得我喺心理上面我未曾准备嚟接受呢一次嘅手术。回想下喺年半嘅时候嘅里边，我因为身体嘅软弱，我就时时有祷告，时时同神有密切嘅交通，我更找着神嘅应许，因为圣经话，我是能够怜悯你的软弱，同埋医治一切的疾病。咁我谂下，我得着一位咁可靠的父神，随时嚟帮助我，咁我还怕咩呢？于是我就将自己完全咁投靠俾神，带着信心，忍耐喺神嘅面前嚟等候。最近当我作一次最后身体检验嘅时候，医生就好高兴咁嚟同我讲，佢话你 呢一年半嚟嘅身体健康进步得非常良好，你唔需要施手术啦。咁我真系非常嘅快乐，因为神实在系听咗我个祷告，神同埋听咗各位兄弟姊妹嘅代祷，将我医治。我觉得我个重担已经除去，神将我释放。我既然蒙恩同埋蒙神嘅医治，我应该今日喺神嘅面前同埋人嘅面前嚟到感恩同埋为国见证，愿一切嘅荣耀同埋赞美都系归于天上嘅父。多谢。
Thank you, Mrs. Lee. And it was very simple and very clear testimony. And first of all, she thanked her own mother that when she was young, she had a Christian mother, and the mother always brought her to a church. And so ever since she was young, that she learned about the Bible and also learned how to pray. And since that time, she accepted the Lord into her heart and become a child of God. And she also thanked the Lord in this church. In this church, she was being taken care of by our pastor through his spiritual nourishment and also the Sunday school teachers. And through that, she learned to grow in her spiritual life. And she also remembered the Bible talk a lot about women and how the Lord used women and how the Lord blessed women. And especially mother, and she always remembered that, and to rely upon God's grace to be a good mother. And as you, most of you know, as you are a church member, that you know that our sister Mrs. Lee has four children, and they are all growing up and very nicely, and also a very nice children. They're very easy to be taught, and in fact, they behave very good in our church. And because of they come to church, they come to know a lot of friends in the church, and they grow in their spiritual life. And even in study, they are good students, and they never cause any trouble. And so our sister really praised the Lord for her children's life, and it make her work doing at home. Her training at home is so much easier, and in fact, they have a very, very happy and joyful family before God. She thanked God for that, and the only regret is that she also asked that you pray for her is that her husband still have not known the Lord yet. That's one thing she really certainly is not a regret yet, because still there are opportunities for him to know the Lord, but she needs us to pray for her. And I think we believe that we understand her, we should to help her and pray for her husband. 2 years ago, she was going to have an operation. But you know how it is, that most people, they are afraid of operation. And so she talked to the doctor, said, can I delay the operation? And the doctor said, well, really, you should not delay too much. But during that time, she think back how God promised that he will take care of his own children, and he will heal them, and he will comfort them, and watch over them, care for them. And when she thought about that, she started committing herself into the Lord, and she told the Lord, why should I worry? And we know that, you know, promise you will take care of me. And so since then, so about a year ago, she went back to a physical examination, and the doctor, after examining her, and told her, well, you know, I guess you don't need the operation, and your physical health improved so much. So this morning, she says she will thank the Lord for all those things that she feels that she should come up here to share this wonderful blessing from the Lord to you, folks, and also to may all the glory be God. Not how good she is, but the glory be to God, who have watched over her in her family and also healed her in her sickness. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How wonderful it began with she had her own mother who was a Christian.
我真係睇下聽見下，我哋知道佢開始由細嘅時候已經有個基督徒嘅母親咧，係一個非常非常大嘅福氣嚟嘅。
Now how important that the principles that a mother would teach her own daughter, and now Mrs. Lee is a mother too.
我哋家已經可以發覺幾咁重要一個母親，如果佢嘅原則係知道點樣嚟到敬畏神，係自己信賴神嘅。来到带领他儿女了，今天由于这样他自己也都是一个基督徒的母亲来到打理他自己的家庭。
And how Mrs. Lee takes the Lord so seriously that she brings her own children to church.
他自己在神里头觉得几咁严重，因为这样缘故他自己也都带领所有他自己的儿女，四个儿女都回来主里头。
And she also has concern for her own husband.
也都他关怀他自己的丈夫的灵性的生命。
So we can see a good example of a mother's heart.
我亦都喺佢哋喺李斯大身上咧睇见一个母亲嘅心系点样。
So we really do praise the Lord for our sister.
我哋真系应该赞美我哋嘅神。
Now we have another mother who is a new mother.
加我哋另一位咧就系新鲜热辣嘅母亲。
And our sister Karina is going to come and share now.
王思拜。新鮮熱辣做了多久了？三個禮拜還是三天了？
今天是母親節，也是我第一次以雙重的身份做人的父母，做人的子女和做人的媽媽，来到同大家分享神在我身上的恩典。刚才福光敏做了几日妈妈，数埋日夜，计埋晒至今日为止432个钟头，错为人母。但系呢432个钟头对我嚟讲好似432年咁长，真系而家先知做妈妈咁难嘅。而且啲挂虑真系多到，哎呀，好似100亿颗咁多。肚饿嘅时候又惊个仔，哎呀，唔知点解呱呱声，系咪肚饿又唔知。饱的时候又怕他食滞，如果不哭哭的时候又叫他、快点不要哭啦，为什么成日哭的，但是不哭的时候见他眼静静、是不是又病了，为什么会眼静静的呢，夜晚冚被冚得多又说哎呀会不会焗死他的，冚得少又说冷亲又病了，又是多到呢，真的现在才知道400多个钟头才知道我做妈妈不是那么容易。想起我以前妈妈时时挂我衣挂我脑，咁我时时对佢讲，而且好笨好笨咁话，竟然多余嘅，你挂咁多做乜啊咁？但系而家谂起真系，嗰阵时自己对佢系真系好唔该，真系唔应该，唔单止真冇安慰佢话唔使挂，根本对佢置之不理添好多时，所以喺而家嘅时候特别向妈妈道歉，好多时候真系好 unsympathetic， 即系好唔同情佢嘅心事。其实故事有句讲，他说养儿方知父母恩，今天就是我想多谢妈妈，现在才知道父母对我恩典多大。我记得小时候经常读一首诗，我想跟大家分享这首是白居易所作的诗，不知道大家会听过没，这首诗是表达做父母养育的恩典。这首诗说，梁上有双燕，翩翩红与痴，含泥两元根，一巢生四儿，四儿日夜长，熟食青衣衣，青虫不易捕，黄口无饱期，嘴爪虽欲闭，心力不知疲，虽如实往来，犹恐巢中居，真勤30日，母瘦初渐肥，喃喃教言语，一一擦狐衣，一旦雨亦成，引上停住之，彼此不回顾，随风四散飞，痴红空中明，星尽枯不归， 卻入空巢裏，周秋終夜悲。遠遠以物悲，以當反自私。私以為初日，高飛背母時。當時父母念，今日已應知。這首詩可以代表這個詩人把居然可以很簡單亦都很詳盡來到講到父母對我的恩典，他怎樣憑奔波勞碌終身怕他餓怕他飽怕他不懂講說話怕他不懂飛，時時這樣教導，但是始終都不能夠代表一隻燕子，不能夠代表我媽媽對我的恩典。今天因為時間的關係，我若莫只是講三點特別是對我很大的印象的，就是我媽媽自從我出世以來，我有醒一日都知道她一直都是做工，日日這樣做工，很多人讚她說女中丈夫，因為她做事實在是鞠躬盡瘁死而後已這樣的態度。但是為什麼她有這樣的態度呢？當然因為她自己是一個很能幹的女人，但亦都是很多時候我聽見她回來，很多時候做工作受氣，時時說、哎、不做了，今天辭去辭職了，不做了。但是夜晚又睡不著，但第二朝起身的時候有時見她已經回了工，三十年來如一日，雖然說了很多次、哎、受不到那麼多氣，真是辛苦，但始終第二日她也是回了工。為的是什麼呢？不是說為了什麼，就是為了我們養育我們我哥哥和我，為了我家庭。所以第一點我是感謝我媽媽養育的恩典。第二點就是感謝她精神上的支持。我記得我有時有些媽媽或者有時脾氣壞的時候，她會罵她的仔女說你沒有用的，你這麼壞的，死了她吧，這樣這些說話來對她的仔女說。但我媽媽從未這樣說過，就算嬲到極在人面前，在我自己面前，但從未用這些說話來責備過我。雖然罵我有，但從未用這些惡毒的說話來去罵我。雖然他沒有讀過什麼心理學的書，但是他已經給我一個很大的鼓勵，就因為雖然我是曳，但我不是沒有用。人家英文說人家可以逼他的 bad habits，但不要逼他的 spirit， 这个就是我妈妈的精神。所以我至今今天很多谢我妈妈，我之所以没有一个自卑感，不是说我有什么很骄傲，而是妈妈时时给我一个鼓励。我记得我读中学的时候，有一年荒废了学业，打成绩，成张成绩表有成七八科红色的，那都不知道怎么算，给妈妈看，给爸爸看，但妈妈一句都没有闹到我，她说我你不要忘記扶差之切，我身上膽重新來過，人家和你不是差得那麼遠，只要你勤力一定會得的。所以就是這樣，我感謝我媽媽。如果在那時候我娃娃罵我，說我你讀不成書，不要讀書，不如 去出來做事好過，我想我成世都沒有今天。雖然不是有什麼大成就，但是我感謝媽媽給我有機會讀到書，都是因為她那時的鼓勵。所以我很感謝媽媽給我精神上的幫助。第三點就是感謝媽媽是一個基督徒的母親。我一至中學的時候已經去教會去團契，很多父母我時時聽說都阻止她兒女去團契，怕著她又群壞了，又怕著她去得夜返又什麼又什麼。但是我感謝我媽媽對我的信心，而且鼓勵我去多這個團契，更加特別多謝的她是時時為我來代禱。就算現在來了美國十年，她時時寫信都告訴我，她說我知道你有什麼需要，我為你祈禱。我時時也有什麼需要真不落心的，我會寫信告訴她，請媽媽為我代禱。有什麼蒙神祝福的，我寫信回去多謝告訴她，請讓我為神多謝。這一切都因為我媽媽是一個基督徒，她用到禱告來支持我。好像講到 VBS 現在講 Prayer Warriors， 我媽媽就是我的 Prayer Warriors， 就是我代禱的戰士。神能夠祝福我，能夠保守我，媽媽的祈禱有很大的功效，有很大的支持。 今日呢个嘅见证系好简单，就系我希望能够藉着咁样样嚟到多谢妈妈养育嘅恩典。头先读传道书讲到才德嘅妇人系好多，但系对我眼中嚟讲，我个妈妈系超过一切。最后我愿意介绍大家识家父家母，跟住起身，黄埔夫妇，多谢各位。
Thank you, Corinna. Our sister, Mrs. Wong, she said today the first time she stand here as a mother and as a daughter to give this testimony. And as you know that she's a new mother, she said, if I count it right now, I have been a mother 430 hours. That's all, only by hours. And yet, she said, I feel that I have been a mother for 430 years. Because so many things I do not know. And I worry about my little baby. When the baby cried, I worry, what's wrong with her? Is she sick? But when the baby doesn't cry and, you know, just stare at me, then I said, what's wrong with him? Is that a boy or a girl?
Boy.
A boy, yeah. What's wrong with him? Is he something wrong with him? How come he doesn't cry? When he cried, I don't know whether he's too hungry or too full. I feed him whether, I keep saying her, him, got all mixed up. I feed him, I don't know whether I feed him too much or not. He said, cause him indigestion or still he has not enough to eat. All those little things. She said, I worry. I cover him with blanket. I'm afraid that covering too much will suffocate him. And yet, what if I don't cover him enough, he will catch cold. All those things, he said, only 430 hours. Yes, so many things happen. To teach her to be a mother is not easy. And because of that, she starts thinking about her own mother. How ungrateful she was when she was young. Sometimes her mother worried about her brother. And she said, you don't worry about him. I mean, everything is all right. Why worry so much? Now she understands why her mother worried about herself when she was young and her brother. And then from there she cooked a Chinese poem. A very moving one. I'm sorry that I cannot translate that. It's so deep and so classical. But all I can share with you a little bit about what the poem said. It's kind of long, but the poem is kind of used a swallow to compare with being a mother. And in the poem it says something about that we don't know how hardship a parent is until later on we become parents. Then we find out. And today she wants to share with you about, is a short testimony, about three main points she wants to thank the Lord for her mother. And I think most of you, I go, you meet her mother and her father who stood up while ago. She thanked God for her mother. Well, first thing, that her mother, ever since she knew that her mother had been working all her life, certainly she has some ability to work, but the most important thing is she really put her life in working. For what? For raising them, for raising the children. Sometimes she heard her mother come home and complain about being mistreated at the office, and yet early in the morning, get up and she prepare and go again. And sometimes she said, well, why don't you complain? Why do you want to go back again? But she did not realize at the time. Her mother worked so hard with the purpose only to raise her children, to be able to support them and raise them up so that they can have the education they need, they can have the thing that they need as a normal children to grow up. The second thing, she wanted to thank the Lord for her mother's support of her spiritual life or her mental life. Now, most mother, they sometimes they talk to their children in a very harsh way. But her mother never do that. Doesn't mean that her mother does not discipline her or talk strongly to her. But one thing she never, her mother never did is to crush her spirit. Now there's a difference between to talk, speak to your children and to break their spirit. She never did that. She can only encourage, support them. You see, still remember one time she came back from school and the report wasn't too good. But her mother told her that, well, work hard, be diligent, study hard. She never tell her that, well, you have no hope, you better go to school anymore. Those kind of talking. Sometimes we are not careful as a mother especially, and you can break the spirit of the child and tell the child how ugly you are, how stupid you are, and you're not worthy to my children. Those kind of things. Her mother never say that. She only support her children. Doesn't mean the children have no problem, her problem, but she encourage them, support them, and discipline them so that they will grow up normally. The third thing, she wants to thank the Lord for her mother as a Christian mother. Ever since she was young, and there are a lot of fellowship in high school, her mother always encouraged her to go. Now, a lot of people, a lot of mothers, sometimes they will say, why do you want to go to those places? Now, why do you come home so late? But her mother had confidence in her and encouraged her to go to know the Christian people. And not only that, the most important of all, her mother always prayed for her. As a mother should always pray for children. So even now, in she's serving over here, she herself as a mother, and she's working in a Sunday school or beginning Bible school or whatever it is, she has problems, she always write to her mother, or if her mother in Hong Kong, she wrote to her, and will you pray for me? And her mother would never forget to pray for her. So, in conclusion, she said, the Bible talk about a lot of wise mother, and to her eye, her mother is the wisest of all that God gave to her. She thanked the Lord, praised the Lord for her mother.
We really praise the Lord for godly mothers.
我们真的很感谢神。 是为了那些敬畏神的母亲来感谢神。
And we really hope and pray that these testimonies would even be good for our future mothers.
这些见证我们真的相信对于我们年轻的姊妹第一你做母亲的对你都有益。
We really learn the value of prayer for our children.
我们真的学会为我们儿女祷告的价值。
Maybe some of you sisters here, your mother is not a Christian.
或者在座的姊妹你的妈妈不是基督徒。
But you are.
但你是基督徒。
And someday you'll be a mother.
你会做母亲。
Learn the lessons that we had today.
希望你今天这两位姊妹学了这个课程。
Both of our sisters had godly mothers.
我们两位姊妹自己都有个基督徒的母亲。
And now they're raising another generation for Christ. Praise the Lord for many blessings.
我们真的很感谢神，有这么多的福气赐给我们。